Good afternoon, everybody. On the day after the college football season ended, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football, the band back together again. Congratulations in order for a lot of Buckeye fanatics out there.
A real validation of Barber football focus yesterday.
Donnie Football, for example.
He's one of those, like, didn't go there, but root for them, Ohio State fans.
Where does an Ohio State national championship as a fan
slotted in
rank for
like,
you?
Yeah. Slotted in. Like, where? How many different Pittsburgh teams would it rank behind?
Would it rank behind a women's volleyball championship at Pitt for you?
That's a good, I mean, like, right now, like, last night I was telling Austin, yeah, I was rooting for Ohio State to win, but my fandom is nowhere near as strong as it was in my childhood.
Like, if that was a Terrell Pryor team that won a national championship last night, what would you be doing today? Would you still be drunk?
Not working.
No. I mean,
you seem like more of a casual, like, yeah, I like Ohio State.
Terrell Pryor played when I was, like, 13 years old. Like, that was pretty peak fandom.
Well, that's
there.
Why I asked that question. If that was a Pryor team.
He wouldn't have been drunk, though, at 13, to
true.
Be fair.
But would you have just been on cloud nine last night? Would it have been almost like a Steelers
team? But are we acting as if it was a prior team and I'm the age I
yes.
am right now?
No, no, no. You're 13
you're
years old.
You're back then.
One of those teams wins
Donnie.
The national championship.
Oh, it would have been very high up
Bedlam.
There. It would have been
higher than like a Pirates World Series? Higher than a Steelers
Super
Bowl?
Not that high. It would have been third behind Steelers and Pirates.
So
it
ahead
had
of Penguins.
Wow. Now we're getting somewhere.
But now, like, I would rather see a team in Pittsburgh actually win something again.
How about a playoff series or game? Say nothing of a championship. Just can a Pittsburgh team win a game that involves a postseason?
So, congratulations, I guess, Donnie. Hang on, stupid. Congratulations, Cam Hayward. Doesn't win playoff games for the Steelers, but he can live vicariously through Ohio State football. Who else? Stupid. Jeff Hathorn.
For sure.
Has
Jeff
anyone
Hathorn.
Reached out and congratulated Jeff today?
No, I forgot to, actually.
That's kind of sad.
Isn't Brent Weiner on our sales staff?
Brent Weiner!
An Ohio State guy?
Big Brent!
He's also just a Cleveland guy in general. He asks me about
he
the Guardians all the time.
He is a huge Ohio State fan.
JTB, Johnny the Barber.
Man, I'm actually really sad that none of us said anything to Jeff because if...
Well, now we kind of are.
If Adam... If West Virginia won the national championship, don't you immediately reach out to Crowley even if it's to troll him or tweak him? That happens instantaneously.
I don't know.
I don't even think the clock hit zero when you're like either sending him a snarky text or maybe a legitimately happy for him.
Isn't the only thing you can send Crowley if that somehow were to happen? You say, guess it's all downhill from here,
right.
Huh?
You send him something.
Just send him a picture of Tyler Kennedy scowling at him. What do you think of this song? How do we feel about it?
It's old. It's something like Jim Colony would have like.
You know what it
to.
Is to me? It's the kind of song that I feel like is only fun if you hear it in a bar in Columbus, and then everyone like it's a get in. Everybody gets into it song. You're just playing it like this
yeah,
right
like
now.
Frats got, are playing it nonstop.
It's got
there
no
today.
Life right now.
Santonio Holmes.
Are we just like okay? Then
congrats to
Mike
Santonio.
Adams,
Mike
Doran
Adams.
Grant.
You got stabbed
Shazier,
on the south
Ryan
side.
Ryan Shazier.
And now you're
who
back
else?
And better than ever. Mike Tomczak, ladies and gentlemen. Just give him a little pop. For an Ohio State national title.
I'm trying to think of, is there any crappy backup quarterback who's come through town who went to
How about
to
Doran Grant?
I just said Doran Grant.
Dick LeBeau!
V.
Dick LeBeau. Justin Fields!
Oh, yeah, what are we doing here? That's kind of a bad job,
Probably
Donnie.
There last night. He's an Atlanta native.
Anybody we're missing from the backs and backers? Anymore. That's all we got, I think, isn't
yeah.
it? Well, that's why the Steelers, according to Barber Football Focus, we're drawing dead in the Ravens game because I believe he said the Ravens had more players from Ohio State.
Donnie did just make me think about something here, about you in particular.
Me?
Chris. Yes.
Oh.
I think that if, in some crazy universe, if Pitt does this, I think it's like the biggest sporting, like the biggest sports moment of your life.
Hoops, believe it or not, just because I've always liked basketball
right,
more
so,
than football. But, yeah, if Pitt were to win one of the two major, you know, men's revenue sports titles,
You are one of the rare people in this town who would cherish a college championship more than a pro one.
Yeah, if Pitt,
in some insane universe, gets to the college football playoff and like rolls through Penn State specifically to do it, I would not be on the air today. I would be hungover, and I would be nursing that hangover in delirious happiness.
I don't think, in fact, I think like 99, or maybe that's too high, I think 90% of fans are different than that. But we have an unusual amount of people at the radio station that care more about their college teams than the pro teams here.
I will say, I think the Pirates winning it all, probably because it's just...
You've never seen it before?
The history of it's just so tortured. That probably would still supersede like a Pitt title, but I mean, I'll tell you, I can answer what you're saying this way.
If Pitt won the national championship in college football, Doran would enjoy that and celebrate that more than he would a Steelers Super Bowl.
I agree with that.
If West Virginia did it, Crowley would celebrate that more than...
I mean, I've seen two Steelers Super Bowls, which does help.
More than the Steelers?
And I've seen five Penguins Stanley Cups, so that helps. I'll tell you this, I can answer this for you vividly. The most disappointed in my adult life I have been after a sporting event is Villanova Pitt. Childhood, it was obviously Bream in Game 7, with Chargers in 94 being like oddly close, Super Bowl 30 kind of close, but like easy, easy winner post 18 years old is Pitt Villanova.
Donnie, isn't that hard for you to wrap your head around? That people would care more about a college team here winning a championship than Steelers, Penguins, or Pirates?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like, well, we know that Penn State fans would be huge on it. Pitt fans absolutely would.
Don't you think Bechtold would rather see a Penn State national title than any
like
Steelers?
Something
no,
you've never seen?
I don't.
Oh, I think he definitely would.
Would take Penn State over the Steelers? I don't agree with that.
I think Bechtold would. I think Bechtold's fandom of Penn State is way more personal to him than like.
Well, that's because he's going there. Maybe Donnie's onto something because he's now in their master's program.
Yeah,
Penn
and his
State.
Little sister goes there. Okay. Like there's.
But I think that's the only way it happens.
Where does the Syracuse 03 national title rank for you?
Well, right. So I'll lump myself in with that too. Like, but I think don't you? I think you have to go to the school. Or in your case, like go to the school
and have a bizarro world rooting interest and, for your school's rival.
Yes, and go to the school and see it up close, and this huge budding hatred develops inside of you for that program from seeing
in the belly of the beast.
Yeah, from being around it every day.
Happy Ohio State national title to former Steeler Mike Vrabel, Donnie. Another
yes.
one, Mike Vrabel. clap it up for
Good
big
pull.
Mike Vrabel.
But, like, do you think that the wide swath of people who identify with the Steelers and Pitt who root for both would put the 76 title ahead of the other championships, the other Steelers championships they've been alive for?
Like, we have our buddy.
Are Penn State fans, Donnie said, well, Penn State fans are fanatical, but the ones here would put 82 and 86 ahead of 05 or 08 or 78 or 79?
I have a take on this. I think that you see, now we know that college sports have never really been truly amateur sports. It was either a bag of money or now it's NIL. It's like semi-pro level sports. But I do think there's like an innocence to it for a lot of people.
An innocence?
Okay, like
when there's $20 million
yes.
roster, and before that, guys were getting duffel bags full of money, there's
just
a friggin' innocence?
Things. Yes, I just said those things. There's at least the whiff of amateurism. Eric Hagman used to work at this station. Eric is like the opposite of me. Went to Penn State, loves Penn State. Presumably, I think Eric grew up like a Pittsburgh sports fan. I would be willing to bet he would put the Penn State titles in the 80s over any Steelers title.
Yes, I would agree with that because, again, he went to school there.
What about our guy Fred, Pitt grad?
No, I would say he put all the Steelers because he wasn't enrolled there in 76.
You think he at least, was he alive in the 76 edition?
Probably, yeah.
If he was alive and like old enough, I think he would probably put
no,
that one up there.
No way. No, I think you have to be, like, paint your face... Your school colors, dress up like the big nut guy at Ohio State.
Do you think that
or go to the school and have like such a connection to your university, like Crowley at West Virginia, like Doran still working for Pitt?
Okay, different question. Do you think some people's current like frustrated feelings about the Steelers inform like maybe how they would answer this? I'm so mad at the team right now, or the Pirates, or the Penguins.
No,
frankly.
Because the frustration's born out of wanting the team to win so badly.
I know it is born out of that, but if you feel like in any of those cases the team either doesn't want to win as bad as you want them to win, doesn't know how to go about trying to win like you think they should, I think the frustration doesn't just turn to they haven't won in a while. It's they're hopeless cases here. Like, I think people get mad about that kind of stuff because they feel like their team is so far away and is willfully ignorant about it.
Yes, but like, so if you want to have like a reality conversation, then that's true of the college teams here too. I mean, other than Penn State, what are Pitt's chances? The odds are out to win the next national championship. They're probably like 200-1.
I still ultimately think fake John Robinson tweets in. He says, I feel like the city was primed to explode in the early 2000s if those Pitt Hoops teams, one of them had gone all the way. I agree, man. That would have like rocked the city. It was like the hottest ticket. That place sold out for any game of any consequence. That would have been a big effing deal.
Of course, if a team locally wins a national championship, it's a
big deal.
There's
a novelty factor, too, to if Pitt goes all the way and does that.
I'm talking more about fans, like personal fans' power rankings, cherishing their college team. Like,
are some of your best memories
cherishing
from
the
college
champion? Yes, cherishing the college championship more than the pro championship.
I hate to be like philosophical here. Donnie, you would agree. Some
but
of the best
went
days
to Waynesburg, so that's like it.
Still
like,
though, some of the most fun times you ever had.
Of course,
were Waynesburg.
But Waynesburg's not a Division One school. That's
fair enough. So he gets to adopt one, or he gets to pick whatever his favorite one was.
Adopt it? Yes, he does. He's picked Ohio State. It's just not the same as the pro team that you grow up with.
I think if you didn't go to a D1 school, you can still of a proxy there, but especially if you went to a D1 school that competes at the highest level of college athletics, I think a lot of the time you're thinking about the great, like, you know, your glory days. Like, that's why honestly the only Penn State football team that I kind of didn't turn a total side eye towards was the one good one while I was there, Mike Robinson's team, that actually like threatened for a little while for a national
title.
You
think those guys that Donnie always references, what's the name of the place in Greensburg where they go to watch the Notre Dame games?
AMS Club.
You think those AMS clubbers?
AMS. Yeah,
AMS clubbers would prefer a Notre Dame championship to a Steelers? No. It's like something.
I wouldn't rule it completely.
I was going to say, I think you're being presumptuous there. Donnie's landlord gets involved. I've now seen two Steelers Super Bowls in my lifetime. I would much rather see a Penn State title than a Steelers Super Bowl. But I didn't go to Penn State.
So the Penn State loss to Notre Dame then is more devastating than the Steelers loss to the Ravens by that logic. Well,
I think it was for a lot of Penn State fans or dual fans because they actually thought Penn State could win that game. Who actually thought the Steelers were going to beat the Ravens? Anybody? I'm not sure if you gave truth
Crowley,
serum.
Kabali,
I'm not sure if
Richie
you gave
Walsh,
truth serum to the guys in that locker
Charlie
room
Batch.
Playing, all of them would have said, yeah, we're going to win. You probably would have gotten like one down the line guy who was like, I don't know, they look pretty good right now.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. A lot of ex-Steelers are Ohio State Buckeyes. A lot of Notre Dame fans live in this region. So a lot of eyeballs were on the game last night. We are talking about how fans here would react to a hypothetical local national championship, Pitt winning it all, Penn State winning it all, and where that would rank or slot in for fans on their all-time most cherished, most pleasure-inducing championship.
I like these wide-ranging discussions.
And Crowley texted in to say, if West Virginia won the national championship next year, Rich Rodriguez pulls it off, it would be the number one sports moment of his life, quote, with nothing even coming close. So screw off Santonio, screw off Fleury save in Detroit, screw off Hornquist finishing off the back-to-back in Nashville.
A little bank shot.
All those things. Screw off Randall L. DeHines, Willie Parker's
run.
This
is going to surprise you, by the way, Pony. I would rank Detroit in 09 above either of the two Steelers titles for me.
You've told me that before.
Just
you've said just where you were in life, like what it meant to you.
But like the this is going to be one of those ones I know you disagree with. The quality of opponent there, you knew that those Red Wings, yeah, they were at the end of that run, but they were like an absolute wagon. You got revenge. There was the Hossa factor. You knew you were beating like an all-time great team. And then it's the 60 tensest minutes of a sport I've ever watched. Like that one is a narrow edging out of probably Super Bowl 40 for me on my list personally.
Here is, here we go. We got some
hitters.
Here. Here's Jerry on the fan. Hello, Jerry.
How's it going, you guys?
Sorry, Jeremy.
Oh, that's all right. How's it going, you guys? Live in Columbus, listen to you guys every day, lifelong Steelers fan. Fire Tomlin, that's that. But anyways, the people here are so diehard Ohio State that Ohio State winning national championship pretty much trumps everything.
Yeah.
The only thing that I think
they'd rather have one Ohio State national championship than 30 Columbus Blue Jackets Stanley Cups.
Well,
yes.
I'm a huge Blue Jackets fan, and it's a shame because
But that's true.
Would Ohio State receive the Browns or the Bengals in Columbus?
Of course,
like,
not even close. I've been there.
No, I will say this. Living in Columbus, I would say it's like one-third Steelers fans, one-third Browns fans, and one-third Bengals fans.
What the hell does that say for the Bengals and the Browns that there's a third of the fan base there is Steelers fans?
Neither team has won diddly squat for a very long time is what that says.
The Bengals have won something, and both of those teams have won a playoff game way more recently than the Steelers. What are you talking about? One of them even rolled right through the Steelers like a hot knife through butter to do it.
No, but like people don't change their fan alliances or pick teams based on like wild card playoff wins, Chris.
How about the Bengals winning the AFC and being the only team player in Burrow other than Brady to beat Mahomes in the playoffs?
Maybe. I think that unless you go to that school, your college team winning a national championship never equals your pro sports team doing
it. Who are they going to have play quarterback next year now?
Not McCord, because he might be the Steelers quarterback in 2025.
Because he's at Miami.
He's at Miami with his very famous TikTok girlfriend, and now TikTok's back. So
she's on the basketball
making huge
team
money.
There. I think she and her twin sister are both pretty good ballers.
Yep. I wouldn't say that.
Don't they start for Miami?
I don't think so.
They don't?
No.
Oh, if I were a starter on that team, I would be pissed.
No, they're just social media celebrities, that's all.
So like when they're showing like a highlight video of one of them like getting a layup in a game, it's like the only time
they're
getting
in. Pretty much. That's my understanding of things. Garbage time.
So okay, if Syracuse somehow, whoever, Fran Brown gets somebody good to play quarterback and they win it all, where's that slotting in for you? You've had now I know you're a Steelers fan
It would not be the same because of where my feet are now.
But you went to Syracuse. Your feet will always be there.
You
went there.
It's 6 hours away. I would have like a moment where I would think more about like my college experiences and my, like Donnie did with Ohio State. He just said it. Like he's seen them win the national championship last night. He's thinking about like how it would hit him if they did that when his fandom of them was at like a fever pitch. It's not anymore. And it's not the same for me living here.
The one other thing I would say, though, about Ohio State specifically in this case, I am sort of surprised that people are that ecstatic about it, only because they were such a heavy favorite. I know they lost to Michigan, and there's this idea, but like a lot of people in the know thought they were going to get hot, get past the Michigan game, and then stomp.
Well, what's that have to do with anything?
I just feel like when you're do you think it's that fun to be a Dodgers fan right now when it gets to nitty-gritty time in the playoffs?
Yes.
I just think when you know your team is supposed to do something, the downside if they don't do it far outweighs the positive if they do. Like if I were a Dodgers fan now,
wait
I would
a minute.
Be a
you're
basket
saying,
case
you're
for the next se-
you're
7 months.
Saying because Ohio State was like a trendy pick to win the national
because
championship.
Because they had the strongest
cheapens
roster. It would not cheapen, but I guess it would dilute my enjoyment a little bit. I'd be like, well, you're supposed to do this.
The Penguins were supposed to beat the Sharks and the Predators because they were both basically like
That's a different story, though. They were aging out of their primes, and it was surprising to see them get hot after Mike Johnston had them on like the precipice
of
hockey
death. Surprising that Ohio State won the national championship after losing as a 19-point favorite to Michigan. What are you talking about?
You made bets about this before the playoff started. Where were they on the odds list before the playoff? Like right before the playoff
started?
They
were like third or fourth. They weren't first.
Who was it? Oregon first, and then who?
I think Georgia or Texas might have been second.
Okay, so they were the third highest odds. And if they hadn't lost to Michigan, they'd have been number one.
I just have never heard this logic before. Like, you think that in Philadelphia, it's not going to count as much if they win the Super Bowl because they're the pick right now to win it? They're the favorites? And they're like, well, this is what we were supposed to do.
I guess what I'm describing is more a collegiate phenomenon, or in this case, an LA Dodgers phenomenon, where there's an overwhelming idea many years who's supposed to win this thing based on who on paper looks.
Time for a Bucko Minute at 2:36.
That's 2:36, brother.
We time got, to we call got the Buell Insurance here. Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. We started with the national championship game. A lot of people here watch the game. Ohio State nearby. Tons of Notre Dame fans. Steelers fans watching for draft reasons. We'll talk about that, plus what Jerry Dulac wrote about George Pickens and what's going to happen with him. In the last couple hours, it was announced that the one-of-one Paul Skeens autographed card, autographed jersey card, which turned into the Willy Wonka's golden ticket of sports cards, had been discovered by an 11-year-old. This is funny. He's already dubbed himself a collector. An 11-year-old card collector in Los Angeles, not that far away from where Skeens grew up. This card has already basically been valued at close to $500,000. And if Skeens continues to be the marvel that he is and the great pitcher that he is and the phenom that he is, my guess is it would only go up. The Pirates made a trade offer for the person who acquired this card. Do you guys remember that from the summer?
Isn't it like season tickets for two people for like 20 years?
Donnie, do you remember that one?
Stuff, like a meet and greet. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I have it pulled up. So it is two Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years.
I need more, and I'm not
blaming
you.
Is it like
you.
Lexus Club here?
That's what we got to know. What like,
well, what is it called? Is it still Lexus Club? Or is it home plate club? Home plate club.
That was my assumption.
Does home plate mean front row? Behind home plate?
Are you in the padded seats?
Shout out to Bob Uecker. Must be in the front row.
Does it mean section 112 or 113 where you have great seats, but you're not in the lap of luxury?
I want to know if it's the padded seats, lap of luxury. That's what my question would
be. A meet and greet with Skeens.
Okay.
Two autographed Skeens jerseys. This was the funny one. A softball game for 30 people at PNC Park with coaching from Pirates alumni.
So they're going to beg John Wehner and Bob Walk to come out there and coach your pickup softball game.
What if they got Barry Bonds to show up and just yell at, you know, just give you a hard time?
Private tour of Pirate City and Lecom Park. And then the last one, which got added, a Pirates game with Livy Dunn in her suite.
I mean, the headliner there is obviously, you know, the meat here, the meat of the sandwich is the season tickets, if you're local. The rest of it is all kind of like toppings, I would think.
I don't think the Skeens autograph jerseys are toppings.
How much? Yes, you could sell one of them. You could sell both of them.
You know what I would try to bargain for? Game worn, not just a signed jersey.
Good
call. I want a game worn signed jersey.
So that here's the thing.
But again, that's something that would be, and the way I would view that part of it, that would be Skeens trading in something or sacrificing something and not so much the Pirates.
Here's a question.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there's going to be plenty anyway. I mean, you see game-worn stuff for guys that don't play 162 games a year.
I have a question for you guys.
Or pitch 35 games a year.
Does game-worn mean if he's just sitting in the dugout watching
a
game?
No, I think it's
going to
be a game he actually pitches. A game he pitches.
Yeah.
He can't just be like, oh, yeah, he's sitting there, didn't do anything.
If I'm the owner of this card, and that stuff is still not even close to what I want.
Well, I'm not
for
saying
this.
That. I'm just saying that would be something I would say, well, that's not good enough. I want game worn.
Here's a question, a couple of questions for you guys. Two, let's assume that they're in the home plate club seats, so padded, you got people walking out, yeah. You know, food, all that stuff. What are two of those for one season worth? Ballpark it. You want Pony wanted to buy two of those seats today for a whole season. How much is he
in the home plate club? You said
81 dates, home plate club, pair of tickets, season tickets, $15,000.
I would guess it's got to be more than $10,000. Yeah,
15 to 20. Okay, so then for 30 years, you average that out. It's around $600,000. Let's ballpark it at the high end, $500,000 to $600,000. Here's my question: kid's family gets this card. Kid gets the card. Are they allowed to take what the Pirates offered there? But because they're in California, just and now all the ticketing is digital, just sell those tickets every single day.
Yeah, what would stop them?
Well, I just, that being part of the prize almost made me feel like the Pirates, I couldn't decide if they were hoping somebody from Pittsburgh would get it or if they didn't really care either way and they figured somebody gets it across the country, they'll sell the tickets.
I still have not heard, and I'm surprised by this, no one from the Pirates has said why they want the card. Do they want it to give it to Paul?
Hey, Paul, look, you're going to have this one of one. Does he even want it? Does he even
collect cards? Care about the patch that he wore in that game
from
his jersey?
Yeah.
Knowing him a little bit, I don't think he would care.
I think he'd be like, whatever.
Just for reference, too, I know that Starkey has had the general from the card castle.
Oh, this is right in the general's wheelhouse.
He said it would be in the range of $1 million to $1.5 million.
Oh, so he said way more than the projections I've seen online.
I go back to Ron Cook's famous column, I think, written his gamer from when McGuire hit number 62, and the headline was, why would anybody not sell that ball? Like, he just thinking, like, that's a money-making opportunity. I feel the same way. Forget about the season tickets. You live in California, for crying out loud. Sell the card. I'd hold on to the card. I guess you have to, probably put it in a safe deposit box or somewhere. I wouldn't want to have it in the house. Somebody's going to try to rob you if they figure out, somebody's going to try to pull
that Venezuelan cartel that we've
Chileans.
Heard so much about.
I would put it in a safe deposit box at a bank, and then I would just hope that Skeens has the kind of next couple of years that people think he'll have.
Thomas Tall is a massive collector.
What could
if
you get out of Tall tomorrow?
If he called you and said, I want this card for my personal collection, I'll give you $1 million tonight. Would you take it?
No.
No?
I think you could get two or three in a couple of years. What if he wins two Cy Young Awards in the interim?
What if he blows his arm out?
You feel like Skeens is imminent? To do that?
No.
I mean,
he hasn't been
a pitcher that long.
I think I want $1 million in hand, Donnie.
Speaking of which, for a bird in the hand, two in the bush, how did you handle last night's title game with that big old Notre Dame future bet?
Oh, I hedged it. I made my
and do you feel like you
$4,000 profit.
And you felt good about, like, you asked for our advice. We strongly advised you to
hedge. I
didn't
feel great about it when there was a 10-minute touchdown drive by Notre Dame right out of the box. Actually, that's not true.
You would have made more money that way.
No, it would evened out.
Oh, you had it completely evened out.
Yeah. I would have lost no money. I would have won no money had Notre Dame won the game.
Oh, yeah, because you would have had to probably lay down a healthy amount on Ohio State money line to get to there.
This was a Bucko Minute.